had a wedge, a big iron wedge, and you take the pins out of it. He had a big steam engine and a boiler and a 60-inch saw, and he moved that sawmill in there, and he'd go down there and get some bottom, get them 8, 9, I have seen some 10-foot long saw down them big red gum trees, take 4 yoke ox and load logs on the wagon, pull them up that hill at that sawmill. They had it up there, had a great big old pond up there, you know, to get water out of it to run the boiler. And they'd saw that fine lumber up, and people would just come there and get it, man. 16, 18 inches wide, not a knot in the world. They cut it down and poured it and piled it up in piles and had a log rolling, and everybody would go, and all the young men would take sticks and tote logs, and everybody give a log load, and they were spread clear up an acre or two land.
Really?
Yeah. They cook a goat or a cow or something, have all kinds of drinks there and everything, give a big log roll. And the women would go watch the men pick up and see which one of them was stoutest. And they just laugh. They damn near kill themselves, toting them logs. That's the way they entertained us. You're a big man, damn. You was Mr. Big. And women went for them big stout men, you know?
Yeah.
I've been to many a damn log roll. I wasn't big enough to roll no logs, but I was there with my mama, you know, around a lap and thing. I've seen them have a damn log rolling. They'd pile them up in big piles and then set them afar, and they'd burn 2-3 weeks. Then you'd have to take candy hooks and roll them together. And you'd have to plow around them damn stumps. Them stumps would be 3 or 4 foot down, and you'd get up to them, you just let the mule go around and sit down on the other side. It was down that thing of the track. You plant cotton and stuff around that stump. Around it, and then you'd hole around the stump to keep the weeds right, and in place of having weeds around the stump, you'd have cotton. And you picked them with a sack, you see. They picked them in a basket. My grandma said they never did have no cotton sacks. You'd carry a basket along, pick a basket full. And they'd carry it to the house. And every night before you went to bed, you had to get the seed, fill one of your shoes up with seed. Get all the seed out of the cotton and put all you could to get one of your shoes. That was your task before you went to bed. Pick the seed out, but that's
your... That was in your grandma's,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They had a spinning wheel that made twine, and then they had a loom, you know. My old loom was at the house, that spinning wheel. I wish we'd have kept that thing. I'd like to have it there. It was stored out there in an old barn when I was very big young, 10 or 12 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, well, that's amazing. But the roads were they were really bad, huh?
Yeah, there wasn't no such thing as a gravel. You just cut a road out, and the supervisor, you had a road foreman, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And that road foreman, he would take a crew and longhouse shovel and some turning plow and mules, and they'd wash ditches across it. Well, they'd fill it up, you know, and try to make the ditch so it'd run off and have a little, where it would be my mud hole there. The place you pay, I remember when I was 18 years old, I had to pay, they stopped working the road with them. They had mules, you know, and a grader to grade it up with, and they stopped men from working the road, and you had to pay a $5 road tax, you know,
yeah,
for your part to work the road.
That's pretty steep.
And man, the $5, hell, that was about like paying $100 now. And they come down there, and I hadn't paid mine. They come down there with a warrant served on me. The constable come with a pistol, a warrant, a horse. Like, it scared me to death. I was a kid in the country, kid, and told daddy had a warrant for me. And he went over my dad didn't have no $5, and hell, I was living at home, man. I didn't have 10 cents. I don't know whether the kid in the jail or not, but he went over there, my down, dad walked and took the way to and he went down off a whistle bar and borrowed $5 from him to pay the poll tax. I never will forget. Then I had to get out there, I got and pick cotton for 50 cents a 100 to pay our quit back to keep from going to jail. Folks are scared of the damn law back here. They wouldn't even have given a damn about the law now. You do. They tell them to go to hell now. Well, this fella come up with a big black horse and a pistol. A damn rope to set a handcuff on. I had an uncle one time, he got into some trouble. And they'd done. Had a fight in town, shot up a church or something, I don't know what they'd done. He went up in Calhoun County, the fellow went up there down his name of Boone Grayson, and walked him from Calhoun City to Pope, Mississippi, handcuffed behind a horse. And he trotted the horse lots and made him run behind him. Didn't give him no dummy, they didn't get no water.